we're sort of a niche within a niche in the craft beer scene. You know, like all of our beers that we release are, you'll spend at least 6 months in different types of oak barrels, whether it be, you know, brandy barrels or wine barrels or whiskey barrels or whatever. So it's quite, I suppose it is quite important that people know where we are, what we do and what we're about. So yeah, it's fantastic to be included on the map.
In terms of Otter Bank's plans for the future, you're looking, I'm sure, at what happened with Kinnegar, and we saw Rick start this very small concern in Rathmullen a couple of years ago, and that's really, really grown. Do you see yourselves following a similar trajectory? Do you think that Otter Bank can become an established name across the Northwest and beyond?
I would absolutely hope that. I mean, like, we would look up to Kinnegar in a way, like, you know, I would drink Scranky Day by the gallon, though, like, and watch it. Rick and Libby have done theirs, would be absolutely fantastic, and fantastic for Donegal itself. So yeah, like we would love to see ourselves, you know, increasing in size, being able to hire a few more local people, you know, increasing the size of our warehouse and then increasing the amount of the barrel-aged beers that we're doing, and then look into export then as well. We will be exporting into Northern Ireland actually this week, which is the first step in our sort of growing, as it were, because we actually got our license to brew the day before the pubs closed. So we sort of, all we've known is lockdown as a business. So, you know, it's really, really important that we get through that as well.